Parent water filter for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into this third hour of this January 2nd, 2004 edition. We got John Stadtmiller to talk about some news developments with the IRS trying to cover up its criminality. I want to get into the Matrix control surveillance grid system. Also, this article out of the New Jersey Star-Ledger, conspiracy theories abound in 9/11 probe. Willie Nelson pins protest song. And a lot more in this third hour. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Texas. Thanks for holding, sir.
Good day, sir. When I had a television in 2001 and 2002, I didn't get much anti-war opposition coming from the television set.
Well, they didn't show it.
And if they did show it, it was maybe a white token or a black token from the far left that would be against the war, and they were just being used as co-opted, I guess.
And they totally ignored the conservatives like Ron Paul, the libertarians. They totally ignored all the real conservatives.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a guy named Colonel Jack Moore?
Yes.
Okay, well, he was in Korea, and he was the first to be decorated. But anyway, in one of his books, he has information that Hitler was a Jew on his father's side, and at the when Hitler ignored Dunkirk, many of his generals started to become suspicious and organize assassination plots against Hitler. What do you feel about that? You think
Who don't know about, well, we know he was a Rothschild, but I wouldn't even call the Rothschilds Jewish. I mean, people with blonde hair and blue eyes, and they run around saying how Jewish they are, and every time you turn around, they're exterminating Jews or, you know, setting up some program to do it. It's more sophisticated than that. It's like Sharon hanging out with all these fascist leaders now. I mean, Barry Hamish will tell you the Illuminati controls Israel. Israel doesn't control the Illuminati. And yeah. I know at Dunkirk, yeah, he left the big British expeditionary force, the giant force there on the beach, and allowed him to escape. And did a lot of other stuff, but he was just a cultic nutcase.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Let's talk to John in Indiana. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. I certainly enjoy your program.
Well, thank you.
I'm a little bit amused and that you've asked people to call in with predictions, and yet so many people were really set on fire by that Rabbi Spivak program seems to come to the surface first, and of course,
yeah,
mad
people
cow.
Like controversy. They like controversy. I try to stick to information, but don't worry, I'll have more people on like that.
Oh well, I'm glad that you did, and I think maybe it's positive, and hopefully that's a line in the sand that the American people won't go past, and that you've really piqued their interest. That there are people out there actually advocating it, and it really horrifies the American public.
Advocating what for those that just joined us?
Certainly, advocating torture. And such as Alan Dershowitz and Rabbi Spivak. I think it's important to realize that these two people who advocate torture do not represent Jewish thought. These are their own thoughts of a very narrow range of people, and that people don't get the wrong impression. Most Jews will be horrified by what Rabbi
Spivak
said.
Well, there's lots of WASP out promoting torture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I don't really, yeah, but I mean, you do. I mean, Israel does torture people. They admit it.
Yes, they do.
And so that's why you've got a certain, you know, lobby out there that thinks, well, if they do it, it's okay if we do it. But, you know, I mean, and I'll say this, at least Israel admits it. Everybody else tortures.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't admit it. Israel does.
As far as predictions for the year go,
stay there. We'll hear your predictions on the other side, okay? Stay there, John. Then we'll go to Ed and others and a couple more calls. I'm going to launch into more news and bring John Stadtmiller up. But, yeah, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. All this stuff is going on. I want to get Alan Dershowitz on. I want to get all these other people on who are for torture. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA, the numeral 2, the letter Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go right back to the calls. I don't want to get into this Matrix control grid news, the latest developments there. Some other key tidbits. And we've got some IRS news coming up. I could do some more shows on the IRS and the Federal Reserve. You know, I've done that so many times years ago that I forget that I haven't done it lately. It's important. Let's go back to John in Indiana. John, go ahead.
Well, thank you. I think your programs have opened up a critical mass of minds to the truth. People are listening. They're listening seriously, and they're taking politics seriously rather than just seeing it as entertainment the way they did during the Clinton years. And that's one of the biggest changes I've seen, that as elections and other issues come up, people will be more active this year than they have been in the past. Also, on a positive note, I think more people will be taking responsibility for their own health, their own nutrition, their own self-reliance, more so than in the past, and not just eating whatever is in front of them and doing whatever the doctor says and not thinking twice about it.
Well, you know, that's a point you made me think that as they try to pass the Patriot Act, as they do pass it, as these cities throw it out, as states throw it out, people who never thought about the Constitution, never thought to look at legislation, never thought to get involved, have been getting involved, and so for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and yes, there is that reaction to it. The problem is Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw won't tell you that we're having victories, but we are, sir.
Yeah, yes, and it's because of programs like yours that get the truth out, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, look, I appreciate that, but they have some websites out there. Amazon.com has one that rates the biggest websites in the world out of hundreds of thousands, and in the top couple thousand, patriot, conservative, libertarian, what you'd call conspiracy theory websites are the greatest majority of the most trafficked websites. It's not mainstream news sites. It's not pornography. It is what we're talking about. Now, understand, porn is the greatest hole because there's so many little and medium-sized sites. But when it comes to information war and the reality of what's happening, the biggest growth and the biggest the cream of the internet is what we're doing.
I agree with you. And I think as far as the other side, the biggest surprises for the powers that be is they've pretty well laid out their plans on paper, and they're well known what they plan for the United States and for the world over the next couple of years. I think that there will be so much betrayal between the various factions of the powers that be that will surprise them. A lot of things will develop chaotically.
Well, I mean, here's an example from last week. They say to Paul Bremer, hey, it's been announced that you found secret weapons labs and in Iraq. And Paul Bremer, the head dictator there over Chalibi, the torture master, says, that's ridiculous. That's a red herring, a setup. So when we don't find it, we look bad. Well, sir, Tony Blair said that yesterday. Oops. They can't even get their lies straight.
And I think that's going to get worse for them.
I agree with you, John. Anything else?
It's a very exciting year coming up. I hope everyone gets closer to God and that the experiences coming up will bring out the best in them. That's it.
Absolutely. There is a big storm, folks, and we're in the middle of it, but the strongest portions of it have not hit us yet. But we're inside the New World Order right now, well inside of it. How do you like it? The economy's falling apart. They tell you how great it is. You know, they tell you they're going to take all your liberties, but give illegals total anonymity and total legalization. It's a sick joke. Ed in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ed.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Sunday morning on on Fox News, they were talking about the government did a test called Scarlet Cloud. Did you hear about that?
I've read about it, but tell folks about it.
It was an anthrax test, and they said the good news was that we could tell you quicker that you're exposed to anthrax, and the bad news is that we can't get the antibiotics to you in time. So basically, you're going to be dead.
And so the answer is we need to spray the cities with the medicines. Did you hear me cover that a couple days ago?
Yeah, I did. That sparked an interest. I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I read the name of the company that's gotten four different multi-million-dollar funding packages for spray planes to mass medicate us for our safety.
So they treat us like little kids. They don't tell us what anthrax is or how to wrap a wet towel around your face so you don't inhale it. And they keep their medicines like they're their vaccines. Like, oh, we got them. You know, we're little kids. They can't handle.
They tell us we're crazy if we have a fallout shelter or medicine, as they have giant shelters and weapons and all the rest of it. They had whole shows during the anthrax alert saying, well, if you see a plane spraying you, you know, a gas mask won't help you. You wouldn't know how to use it.
A wet towel wrapped around your face would help you. If you just don't want to breathe the spore. One spore could kill you. The book on your network, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, is very good. I could recommend it to all the listeners out there. And teach you how to use antibiotics and get your hands on them.
Well, I mean, most people don't die that are hit with anthrax to begin with. even weaponized anthrax. It'll make you very sick. But yeah, if you had the antibiotics, you'd be fine. So everybody should have a storage of antibiotics. Real simple.
And I've seen about a dozen times on TV where they showed this one little bottle of potassium iodate they found in Afghanistan. And they said, look, the terrorists have this radiation medicine here and stuff. Were they going to consider us terrorists because we have potassium iodate stored up and different things?
Basically, hey, if you got an atlas, you're evil. Thanks for the call. Good points. Walt in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a long-term listener. Listened to you for about the last 5-6 years. And I came across something. You know, our boys are in Iraq. And, of course, nobody likes what's going on there. So I thought, being an amateur radio operator, a retired radio operator, I get in the MarsNet to turn around and pass health and welfare traffic. Well, this led to a very interesting discovery, which I want to share with your audience and yourself. I get on there and I find out they're not passing health and welfare messages. They're passing messages about homeland security and the level that we're at, and a few other things. And I
for those that don't operate a ham system, why don't you explain what you're talking about?
Okay, there's a regular radio amateur system that's ham radio operators listen to shortwave or communicate with one another, and it's licensed under the FCC. Then you can be affiliate with a military radio amateur station, which you affiliate with the military, and you pass health and welfare messages for the military.
But now they're blocking that out, not letting you get messages to them. They're covering up the coffins of the dead, not letting us know the numbers of dead. They are blocking Bibles being shipped, and there's been articles on this, not just Craig Roberts talking about it.
Yeah, but what's the real significance of this is I asked for some information about some radio teletype, how to set up the modem, and I made the comment, in a time of national emergency, this system isn't going to work because they don't know how to set up their equipment right when they're passing digital techniques, digital messages. The director of Eastern Pennsylvania comes back at me, tells me, that's not what FEMA says. That's not what, as a law enforcement agency and our law enforcement agencies tell me, and I'm a law enforcement officer. And I mean, he'd be right at me, and then he tells me, I order you. Well, immediately I recognized he was trying to intimidate me, so I came back at him and I told him, I said, look, Title 50, Chapter 34, executive orders haven't been implemented to make this a dictatorship yet. You don't tell me nothing. I quit. You can go, you know where you can go. And boy, he went nuts. And finally, to get him off my back, I had to threaten him, his superior, that I would write my senator and I'd get some attorneys involved and I'd make a mess of it. So, you know,
so basically you got a bunch of tin-horn, petty, wannabe dictators.
You got it.
And that's what happened in Germany. Every little nobody goes nuts with the power. Well, I'm taking your rights. I'm shoving you around. I'm ordering you around because we got to have a national draft and make everybody dig ditches because we're under attack. And if you don't do what I say, you're with the terrorist.
You got exactly right, and that's how I felt about it. And I thought by calling you up, other people who listen to your program will be aware of this. These people have been told by FEMA something. This guy wouldn't act on his own unless he had power. And, you know, it's an outrage. These people are implementing stuff before it even has come down. I mean, they're really bold now. They're just coming out, in my estimation. And you know what I'm talking about, Title 5 or Chapter 34, which is another thing. How did this get by us?
I thought it was Chapter 32.
It's Title 50, 34 of the federal code, and it's really the executive orders. The president can say we have a national emergency, and that automatically makes him the head of everything, and he can do what he wants.
Yeah. Basically, it's a clamp down on what the government's doing and total transparency in what we're doing, and then the first thing they do is start building more prisons, opening the borders, running Halliburton scams on the fuel. No bids, just total. They're sucking the treasury dry. We're being gang raped by the New World Order. It's a criminal bank robbery going on right now of the public treasure and the public good and our Bill of Rights. Just a mass slaughter.
Common sense tells you $1.20. It takes $1.26 to buy 1 euro. Our dollar is worthless. means everybody's bank account's virtually worthless.
And the average person's going, everything's great.
Yeah, it's great, all right.
I love prison economies. Make them go to prison, them criminals. I want to lose my job to somebody in a prison getting 20 cents an hour. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Put cameras in the school bathrooms. That's freedom. Legalize all the illegals.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, let's talk to Eric in Connecticut, then I'm getting into this Matrix story. Eric, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
First of all, I want to wish you a Happy New Year, and I hope you had a great Christmas. I wanted to call in about a prediction that I have, and it's not a very pleasant one to make. I do think that a lot of people are waking up to Bush, and I do see a terrorist attack in this country this year, possibly in a major metropolitan city like New York or Los Angeles. And it could be in the form of something like a fuel air bomb. I don't think the globalists want to contaminate any kind of property. They just want the gold and all that. But I just think that a lot of people are catching wise to what's going on. I do think they're in sort of a quandary because, yes, they can, like Ridge, not too long ago, claim that, yes, we may have terrorist attacks and all this. If no terrorist attacks occur, they look like the boy that cried wolf. If terrorist attacks do occur, well, people can say, well, look at all this extra, look at all these extra measures that you took. I mean, Patriot Act and clamping down on civil liberties and all but body cavity searches at airports.
But then they're going to argue, well, you held us up. It'll probably be one of the 400 studies that threw the Patriot Act out. They'll say, see, you caused it. You're with the terrorists now. You don't ever question us again.
Yeah. Yes. You know, did you once, Alex, like last year, have a gentleman named David Icke on your program?
Yeah, I had David Icke on.
Oh, his last name's Icke. Okay, I didn't know that's how it was pronounced. And I've heard that he's written some books. I don't know, are you familiar with them at all?
Yeah, about 95% of it's accurate in the books. The other 5% is science fiction.
Really? 95%? Huh? That's pretty frightening. Yeah, I just, you know, it's sometimes there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. You know, at one time I called in and I mentioned that I'd ask God for knowledge. And some of the stuff I'm finding out, I tell people about it and they look at me like I got three heads.
But you also say it seems like folks are waking up. I mean, I've done over 1,000 radio interviews and maybe one out of 30 callers calls in and disagrees.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about some of the more arcane stuff that seems fantastic on its face, but when you really dig into it, it is
like
true.
Putting cancer viruses in the vaccines?
Oh, that's a good example right there. Yes. That a lot of people, I think a lot of people, Alex, just don't want to believe it because it just seems so terrible.
Well, I don't want to believe it either, but I'm safer believing it and standing up against it than sticking my head in the sand. It's scary.
Yes, it is. Well, you've said that a lot of times if somebody knows something, it's better to come out into the public. You know, like a good example, somebody like Linda Tripp or Monica Lewinsky. I mean, yes, to an extent their cases were smoke screens, but at least becoming public, they sort of protected themselves because if anything did happen, the spotlight was
on them. Well, yeah, Jennifer Flowers on Hardball, I saw it live, folks, about 5 years ago. She said, well, Bill Clinton's had a bunch of people killed. And started listing names, and he said, well, why are you saying that then? She goes, well, being in the light protects me by talking like this and telling the truth. He won't kill me.
Yeah. One thing, Alex, before I go, I just wanted to say that I gave sport bottles for Christmas to my family. I ordered them from New Millennium, and they were a hit. And just thanks for a great idea.
Well, thank you so much for your support, and that is a great water filtration solution, and I'm glad you did that, sir.
God bless you, Alex.
Thanks for the call. You bet. God bless you, my friend. Matrix Speeds database searches, and it says the Matrix Multi-State Anti-Terrorism Information Exchange system combines various databases, some available in the public and some available only to law enforcement agencies. The system allows authorities to quickly narrow down a list of suspects in terrorism cases and other crimes, and every time they do it, they violate the Fourth Amendment. People by name, social security number, date of birth, address, vehicles by full or partial license tag number, make, model, color, phone and property records, criminal history, including sex offender records, employment records, divorce records, purchase records, all of it. Police database called intrusive by rights groups, system designed to let cops coordinate quick searches for terrorists. And it says, Al Nelson had no idea police were watching him last April when he allegedly tried to scam an elderly woman into paying $2,800 for spraying bogus sealant on the roof of her Tampa, Florida home. As Nelson and a partner shouted demands at the woman, police had an agent with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement moved in and arrested both men. The article goes into how wonderful the Matrix system is and how it protects little old ladies. They were shocked, recalled Agent Dennis Russo. Russo was in the right place at the right time because of a powerful tool called Matrix, for multi-state anti-terrorism information exchange. See how positive that article is? And here's a story. State seeks link with crime.network. We'll talk about Tennessee and others when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Pat Cooper with 10 reasons to listen to the Tony DelVecchio Show. Reason number 10, no one listens to him at home. Reason number 9, I don't want to be the only one calling in. Reason number 8, think of the rest of the reason yourself. I got a lot of things I got to do today. If I get a job and get paid, I don't understand this guy.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And if you don't listen to his show, you'll have to deal with me.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Pat Cooper with 10 reasons to listen to the Tony DelVecchio Show. Reason number 10, no one listens to him at home. Reason number 9, I don't want to be the only one calling in. Reason number 8, think of the rest of the reason yourself. I got a lot of things I got to do today. I get a job and get paid. I don't understand this guy.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And if you don't listen to his show, you'll have to deal with me.
All right, we got about 26 minutes left in this first show of the new year. Finishing up with this Matrix article. Matrix can be used to cut off any form of particular suspicion, Dempsey said. It's a good thing. Then it goes on. He said, Matrix recalls the defunct Total Information Awareness Network at the Pentagon. Congress cut off money for the program after it was harshly criticized as a political threat to privacy rights. Of course, we now learn Matrix is 4.5 to 5 years old. Indeed, some states declined to participate in the Matrix pilot program based on similar concerns, but the system creator to those objections are baseless. Oh, yeah. Everything we do tracked and traced, public or private, in giant databases being looked at daily by sentient machines. And on top of this, run by an FBI that's been caught scamming and framing people at the FBI crime lab. Their own head quit in 97 over it. We've interviewed him, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. And we've got the Houston crime lab and Tulia, Texas, and all the frame-ups and the murder for hire with the FBI. You can't trust the foxes to guard the hen house. You've got to guard your freedom. You've got to restrict government or it will run all over you. And here's one out of the Tennessean on the Matrix system. State seeks link with crime data network. Tennessee officials have applied to become part of an information-sharing network intended to rapidly track terrorists and suspicious individuals across state lines. See, terrorists and suspicious individuals. It will be used for all crime. If the link is approved, state officials say they would be able to more rapidly communicate with other agencies through the multi-state anti-terrorism information exchange known as Matrix in law enforcement circles. The program is already in use in Alabama, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Utah. It's in all states, folks. They just can't use it in prosecutions until it's agreed upon. You understand? It gives participating states access to information from government and commercial databases about suspicious activities and, of course, all gun owners. Oh, I got some other news here we'll get to before we end the show. Right now, I'm honored to be joined by another talk show host from this network. John Stattmiller has his own show from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays. Central, and I do a show with him Saturday from 1 to 4 Central called Real Talk Radio. And John has been involved in the Dick Sim Cannon Aero Custom Plastics case. He's going to be testifying. And why is this important to you? Well, John will explain to you why it's so important. John, thanks for being on the show.
New Year's, Alex. I'm not saying Happy New Year because looking at 2003 and knowing what we're going to be facing in 2004, I'm just saying New Year's to folks.
All right.
How are you doing this afternoon?
My head is spinning. Everything's going to private prison labor. These idiots are hooraying it. I guess they want to compete against 20 cents an hour. They're building control grids, cameras, tracking, police state. Military helicopters aiming guns at us, looking through our walls. It's horrible, John.
Well, wasn't there a book written, it was entitled 1984, George Orwell wrote it. I think he was a few years too early on this deal. As we look at the situation, Alex, over the holidays, I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've made my New Year's resolution. My whole program geared toward next year is going to be based on one thing: getting results. The folks out there that listen to your program, listen to my program, they're pretty much up to speed as to what's going on. And the one thing that is missing in this equation is, how the heck do we stop this?
John, we've been getting results. The New World Order wasn't built overnight. It won't be torn down overnight. But how to get everybody listening to become the leader they are, we need everybody pulling at the oars.
Well, and we just have a few minutes here, Alex, and I wanted to come up on your program, and thanks for having me up on the Dick Sim Cannon case. We've got a guy here that's been in jail, Aeroplastics, out of Bedford, Texas, and I know Dick Sim Cannon. I know him fairly well as you can know anybody, maybe aside from your spouse or your own family members. They've had this guy in jail for 6 months, and what was his crime? Failure to withhold income taxes from his employees' paychecks, even though that he told the employees, look, I'm not going to be the tax collector for the government here. I've researched this. There's no law saying that I have to do this. So I'm going to apprise my 47 employees that the federal income tax deal, that's your bailiwick. If you want to file, go right ahead and do it, but I'm not withholding your taxes. This man has absolutely no criminal record whatsoever. And here he is. He's been in jail now for 6 months. Supposedly some kind of threat to society that we've got to lock this tax evader up in jail.
And they just had a hung jury. 11 of the 12 found him not guilty, but one of them did find him guilty. So he's going to have another trial now. He's still not being given bail because he's so dangerous. And all the guy did was say, hey, I'm not an indentured servant. Under the Constitution, the government can't make me do a function for them as their enforcer without paying me.
And I'd like to direct people's attention to GiveMeLiberty.org. That's Bob Schultz's webpage of We the People. Bob Schultz has been a champion in the fight against the Internal Revenue Service for a long time, spent $1.5 million running full-page ads in New York, the New York Times, USA Today, apprising people of the law. And this guy, this is the one that went on the starvation, was seated on the Capitol steps, was not going to eat. He made it to Hannity and Combs and programs such as this, and rather than delving into why this man's doing it, they just kept saying, well, Bob, we don't want you to kill yourself. Well, there's things in the wings, Alex, as we say, and I don't know if people are aware of this. There's Senate Bill 1493 that was introduced by Saxby Chambliss out of Georgia, Republican out of Georgia, and it's a bill to dump the IRS. Now, this they took this up on July 30th of 2003, and they're calling it Fair Tax Act of 2003, and this is what the Congress found. That the findings related to the federal income tax, Congress finds the federal income tax retards economic growth and has reduced the standard of living of the American public, impedes the international competitiveness of the United States industry, reduces savings and investment in the United States by taxing income, they're saying, multiple times, slows capital, lowers productivity, hides the true cost of government by embedding taxes in the cost of everything Americans buy, impedes upward social mobility. I had Bob Schultz on my program, the intelligence report, the other day, and I asked him, I said, how many people are not paying income taxes by your best guesstimates? And he said, my best guess, he said about 40 million Americans are now not paying federal income tax. So what they're going to do, and a lot of people missed this, Alex, what they're 2 weeks after George Bush took office, I think you'll remember this, he made some comment about national sales tax and maybe looking into the IRS question, maybe dumping the IRS. Well, before everybody jumps up for joy here, what they're talking about in this bill is a national sales tax. And they're predicating on about 23%. Now, it's going to be real interesting how they try to implement this. Some people are saying, well, this might be a good thing because, well, it's going to be a partnership between the feds and the state. And the
states, yeah, let me, for those that just joined us, I saw the federal plans on this 5-6 years ago. They had the neocons come out and go, yeah, the IRS is evil, it's wrong, it's unconstitutional, it's caused all these suicides, there's no due process, they've got their own kangaroo courts, it's wrong, let's have a sales tax. Then they come back and say, okay, it'll be 15-30%, and on top of it, we've got to keep the Social Security, so that's going to be 15-16% with your withholding than what your employer has to do. But the big scary part of it is they'll then ratchet that up, the income tax, after they've got the sales tax in. But the scary part is, and the feds have said it, this is what your driver's license, now a national ID card, federal standards for the last, going back 8 years with some states, now 42 states have implemented the standards. They passed federal laws for all the states to now implement, the last eight. That national ID card is your driver's license. You're going to have to swipe it when you buy or sell anything. That puts federal control into all transactions. That's where the RFID comes in for the money history of where the cash goes and what it does. That plugs into the Patriot Act, and this is going to be state, local, and federal, and international, all in a sales tax grid tied into the UN. So this is what you're about to see happen. Go ahead.
And Alex, I was just sitting here thinking as you're running this thing down for the listeners. I don't know if people really realize that there's some people that listen to your program or might listen to mine. They'll get the information they think that is necessary for them to hear. But what you just described is exactly right on spot. It's exactly 100% correct. And I hate to say this, I guess it's some sort of feather in our cap to be vindicated because we've been talking about the globalists and the Washington elite and their plans to destroy America.
Oh, great, John. We said that if you jump out in front of that truck, you'll get smashed, and now it's happened. I don't like feeling good about having blood all over my face.
Well, I don't either. And what we're talking about is the deconstruction of America. I mean, people don't realize how bad this really is.
And everything you buy, taxed and traced and tied into the Matrix system.
Well, and they have to do this. I mean, Alex, you might be Al-Qaeda. I might be Al-Qaeda. So in order for
Rush
the government...
Rush Limbaugh might be. They're using Patriot Act against him.
And I'm wondering how, and I heard you mention that, I wonder how Rush Limbaugh is going to respond to this. Is he going to give up his $20, $30 million plus a year paycheck and come out against this finally? He's been the mouthpiece for the neocons for a number of years, and now this is getting ready to smack him right dead in the forehead. And I'm wondering if Rush Limbaugh is going to take his money and run and maybe do one more program where he finally tells people the truth, or is he just going to whimper away? I
got a sneaking suspicion that if Rush went on and told the truth, they'd have unexpected satellite problems, and then he'd be arrested the next day. They're holding this over his head. But, I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. But how could he sit there and say, put everybody in prison if they use drugs. Now he's caught on all this stuff. They're going after him with the Patriot Act. I actually feel sorry for him.
Well, I do, too, because I think Rush Limbaugh, like many other talk show hosts in this country, have deluded themselves into thinking that, well, this right-wing conspiracy paranoid claptrap that we've been talking about, it's just non-existent. It's not as bad as you think it is. You know, you're putting the spin on it. And that's not what they really intend
John,
to do.
John, we're not putting a spin, and everybody should know that. I don't have words to describe how horrible this is.
And Alex, we're talk show hosts. I find myself now without words. We're talk show hosts. We have to paint the picture for the listeners. We have to, and I love radio because it doesn't have the distraction of the television part of it. We got the sound. And I'm running out of words to describe how evil and bad things really are. And I don't know, I'm having a problem trying to find new adjectives and new ways of explaining the horrors that I'm looking at.
Well, people ask, how could what happened in Germany happen? The Germans were pretty good moral people. They bought into the lie, they got a corrupt government, they went straight to hell. And that's happening now.
Well, and it's going to be an interesting year. By the way, you're going to have to fly solo on Real Talk Radio tomorrow because I'm on my way to Fort Worth, Texas, in a Dick Simcannon case. I will be testifying along with Bob Schultz, many other people, CPAs, people that were inside the IRS, that Joe Bannister that was hearing some of this right-wing extremist talk, and he just took the initiative to check it out for himself. Well, he's no longer employed by the IRS.
He was a Treasury agent, yeah.
He was the enforcer. He was the enforcement part of it, and he took a look at this, and he said, my God, these people are right. So he's going to be testifying in the case with Dick Simcannon.
Every dime you pay goes right into the IMF and World Bank, folks.
Well, and for them to come up with a Senate bill and say Congress say all these things, that Congress finds that it's an impediment to people, and, you know, what they're trying to do, Alex, without answering the redress of grievances, which we have the right to do in this country. Bob Schultz has been doing this for a number of years, almost had Mr. Rosati, the ex-head of the IRS, along with the Department of Justice, almost had them in a national meeting until they found out that this was going to be broadcast via the Internet live, and they backed out of the deal. They're in real trouble here because a lot of people think that the income tax, well, I know that we've got a lot of debt, and it's to pay our fair share to keep the government running. Look, about a month and a half ago, the Treasury Department finally came out and said that, well, the debts and obligation of the federal government are some $43 trillion. That's with a T. Very quietly, they made that announcement as if, okay, we're exonerated, we told everybody. But it's worse than that. Some peg it as much as $78 trillion. And then they cannot dump the IRS. And what they're trying to do with the IRS system right now is they're trying to transform that to a national sales tax without admitting wrong, without admitting culpability, without admitting that they have stolen literally trillions of dollars for the American people.
And I want people to understand it's going to be a sales tax, and they're going to keep the income tax, okay? They're going to keep the income tax for, quote, Social Security. Then they're going to have the sales tax, which will bring federal regulators into control, state and local. Every cash register by law will be hooked in by a telephone line to the matrix system. Everything you do, that's why they're now announcing we're going to tax beef, we're going to tax fattening foods, we're going to regulate your life, it's for your own good, we're going to tax the fuel with satellite tracker boxes. Everything will be tracked, taxed, and controlled.
And Alex, it's amazing to me, even if you and your prodigy, your child, or your children's children's children paid 100% of their income, as the IRS likes to put it, paid every dime to the federal government, there is no way that we can retire this debt.
It's all zeros and ones. They just put it in a computer, and then we owe it.
And it truly is the Matrix. It's nothing but ones and zeros, and to the people in Washington, D.C., I've got a sneaking suspicion that, well, they figure that, well, it's all gone anyhow, so eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. These people in Washington, D.C., our president, our Justice Department, our Supreme Court, our Congress critters, our senators, these people have been perpetrating this scam on the American people, and Alex, we're flat, broke, busted. We're flat on our back in this country. They've shipped the jobs out. They're allowing illegal aliens to come in, some 30 million of them now.
In between China, the illegals, and the prison labor, we don't have a prayer.
We don't. And it's amazing to me. And sometimes it causes me to tear when I watch the national news medias, and not one breath is ever spoken. It's like this deep, dark secret, like, you know, you got bones in your closet here. It's something that they are not allowed to speak of, because if they do, they know that they would be fired.
And, John, that's a good point. You know, we're sitting here, we're wondering why they're building this control grid, this huge prison around us, militarizing the police, doing all this. We have the guns, and we never fought them as they set it all up. What is it they have planned so horrible that they've got to militarize, they've got to build up their force? Because they know even you, the yuppies, even you, the liberals, even you, the good old boy, phony conservatives, are going to be so mad that a lot of you aren't going to go along with this. They're getting ready to give you the Soviet Nazi experience. I want everybody to hear me. You think it's bad now. It hasn't begun.
And what they're counting on, Alex, is to pull the sham off, hopefully during this chaos that they have created, that nobody will really learn the truth. Well, they're learning the truth because of broadcasts like yours and mine. There's millions of people that are waking up. And we got to put a stop to this, and we've got to do it now, and we've got to take this republic back. If we don't...
Say what? Stay there, John. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us. Stay the course.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, folks, we're almost out of time. I wanted to read part of this article and get John's comments on it. The British, the U.S., the Israelis, the Chinese... Everybody has been caught blowing stuff up and blaming it on their enemies. Hitler did it. This is Channel News Asia. I've been talking about this for 4 years. Russian Secret Service seizes copies of book linking it to 99 bombings. Moscow. Russian police and FSB, that's the new KGB, special services, have seized a load of books allegedly linking the FSB to deadly bombings in 99 that led to the current war in separatist Chechnya, the bookseller said. Some 4,400 issues of the book entitled FSB Blows Up Russia and authored by former FSB agent Alexander Litkinko, now exiled in Britain, were confiscated en route from the western city of Poskov to Moscow. Alexander Potrinkin, I can't pronounce his name, of the Prima News Agency said late Monday. FSB officials said the books were seized as anti-government propaganda. Ooh, we've heard that. They explained, adding that the seized loads whereabouts were unknown. Prima ordered the books, which were printed in Latvia, for sale in Russia, in what they said was a legal transaction observing all customs and formalities. And it says, Levinko, a former lieutenant colonel, charges the FSB with involvement in the bombings on September 9th and 13th, 99, which destroyed two buildings in Moscow, killing more than 200 people. Now, the FSB repeatedly denied any involvement in the attacks. Folks, they caught the FSB planting the bombs, and a bunch of them went public. John, there's so many examples. They're trying to arrest Berezovsky, the guy who has the video of all this. We have that video for free, the 45-minute documentary in English at prisonplanet.com. People can go link through and watch it.
Alex,
this is just another example. Go ahead, John.
Alex, World War One. We had the League of Nations. It was supposed to demonstrate to the entire planet that the ugliness of war and the death and destruction and the cost. Well, we had World War One Part Two, and shortly after that, they finally got their United Nations in place. But even that, the horrors of war and the expense and the carnage and the disruption of good old planet Earth here was not enough. They had to concoct something that was so horrifying, so terrifying, that everybody and the entire planet would have to lockstep and goose step to their newfound plan. And, Alex, it's about terrorism now. It's about this shadowy figure that, well, we can put this nation on alert. We can mandate, unfunded mandates in this country, causing already cities and states around the country that are already burdened with debt up to their eyeballs.
But don't worry, we'll just federalize you.
But we'll cause these alerts, and we'll get everybody on guard, and we'll inspect and detect, and we'll stop you, and we'll search you, we'll look at your emails, we'll listen to your private conversations, and this is all to protect you, this shadowy thing that they can never give us any real evidence about because, well, they don't want to tip off Al-Qaeda or the next boogeyman on the block. What we're suffering under here, ladies and gentlemen, is their 100-year war on terror, and what it's really designed to do is to help foment and put down worldwide the resistance to their global governance scheme, their new world order.
That's it, John. I'll be doing the show tomorrow, 1 to 4, that we do every Saturday, and you'll be back next week with a report from the Dick Sim Cannon trial for us, hopefully here on air, where you'll be testifying, and God bless.
And Alex, I would ask a favor. I'm going to have Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam. Here's a police officer that discovered the New World Order for himself. He'll be subbing for my my show on Monday and Tuesday. And if this trial lasts a little bit longer, I wonder if I can avail you. I don't trust just anybody doing my program. I wonder if you could sub for me maybe Wednesday.
Sure, be glad to do it.
All right, thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend here in the new year. And that goes out to all of you, our affiliates, our sponsors, our listeners, to God, the folks running the show, to everybody. Thank you. And I hope everybody gets my videos. Hope you get them. Spread the word and expose the murdering terrorists before it's too late. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The books, the videos, the t-shirts. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or to get them, you can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Think of the power of all the listeners getting those videos and making 10 copies apiece. It's already had an effect. Got to keep it up. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday from 11 to 2. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads.